Baruch Hababa into another week of Parsha Insights, Parshiyos, Nitzavim Vayelech, as we approach Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Pei Zayin, the Yemei Din, Habaleinu L'Teiva. We continue trying to Be'ez Hashem preparing ourselves correctly. The Shir is said, L'Zeicher Nishmas U'Le'ile Nishmas, your dear parents, Rebecca Basirina and Leon Ben Rachel, may their Neshama Tahiris have a Lichtig Gan Eden. Two Parshiyos, Nitzavim and Vayelech. I'm so honored to all those who are here in the Heichol, in front, as I look at you. For those who are listening live, and for those who, Be'ez Hashem, hear the recording when it's sent out, always a delight, especially as we continue through Chodesh El, to be able to have Parsha Insights together. Parsha is Nitzavim and Vayelech, a tremendous amount to speak about. But certainly one theme that jumped at me again and again and again, both in the Nitzavim and Vayelech, time and time again, it could already be found in the first pasuk of Parshas Nitzavim, where the opening pasuk tells us, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. We mentioned a few weeks ago that Parshas Nitzavim is read before Rosh Hashanah. And when it says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Hayom is a reference to the day of Rosh Hashanah. You are standing here today in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who we are to coronate and proclaim as our King, Melech al kol ha'olam kulay, on this day, Hayom, which Parshas Nitzavim is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. But the key word is the next word, Kulchem. Kulchem, as the Mefarshim speak out, is a reference to all of you together. Even though, by the way, the pasuk then goes on to speak about different people and different jobs, Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Shaitreichem. The next pasuk speaks about different types of people, be it the water carrier, and mentioning different professions, if you will. And that pasuk concludes by saying Kol Ish Yisrael, which means each and every one of you. But the key of Kol Ish Yisrael is Kulchem. Do each and every one of us have the Kol Ish Yisrael, the individuality, will be judged as a Yachid? There's certainly the Kol Ish Yisrael. However, the most important ingredient, as we spoke out, the preparation for Atem Nitzovim Hayoim, standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam today, the day of Rosh Hashanah, is Kulchem. Kulchem is to be united. Kulchem means, although there's individuality, and although there certainly is Kol Ish Yisrael, it must, it cannot be said strongly enough. It cannot be stressed enough, Kulchem. And that's the way Parshas Nitzavim begins to remind us of the main preparation, the importance of entering to proclaim the Ribbono Shel Olam as our King. We must be Kulchem. Now, the truth is that you find this concept throughout the parsha. I'd like to bring it to you, a beautiful source from both Parshas Nitzavim and Parshas Vayelech. Let's take a look at Nitzavim first. If you look towards the end of Parshas Nitzavim, if you're looking inside, take a look at Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yudalid. I'll repeat that again, Lamed Yudalid. A very famous pasuk. It's also a very well-known song. I remind the Olam many times, you might even be singing it and humming it to yourself right now, please remember that it was a pasuk way before it was a song. Yes, it's a well-known song, but of course the pasuk came first. And here we are learning that Torah is accessible to everyone. It's not in Shemayim, V'loyda Chaykehi. And it's not something that's far, and it's not something that you should say, who can ascend? Who can take it? Is it possible? Pasuk Yadalit answers the question. It tells us how accessible it is. Ki koroid eilecha hadavar me'oid. This is something, this matter is very near to you. V'ficha uvilvavcha la'saisei. In your mouth and in your heart to perform it. In other words, it's accessible. It's doable. Ki koroid eilecha hadavar me'oid. We're not going into all of the detail of the pshat of the Shelah HaKadosh, but what I'm going to share with you in a moment is based on a Shelah HaKadosh. The Mefarshim speak out that we see from this pasuk that a person really has the ability to fulfill and be mekayim kol haTorah kula, all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. All of the mitzvahs in the Torah, all of the Torah, it's not far from you, it's doable. It's the idea that everyone could fulfill the entirety of the Torah. Now really, you have to right away ask a question, how is that possible? We've said countless times, and we're certainly well aware of the fact, one person cannot keep kol haTorah kula. For some of the mitzvahs, you need to be a kohen, for some you need to be a levi. Others are mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz, dependent on the land of Eretz Yisrael. So there are many mitzvahs that are specific to a certain group or type of person. So how could these psukim tell us kikarav elecha davar ma'id that you can accomplish and fulfill the entirety of the Torah, all of tariyak mitzvahs? How? The Shelah goes with one of the very well-known approaches, which basically is that if there is something that you cannot be Mekayim, either because you're not a Kayim or a lazy, or whatever it might be, but you learn that sugya, you learn those psukim, you learn all about that inyan and you delve into it, then it is considered as if you were able to do it if you were Mekayim. And that's based on a well-known concept. That's basically the idea of the Shelah HaKadosh who explains it in that fashion. Let's say a person can't bring a Karban Oila, so he goes ahead and he learns about the Karban Oila. When you study and you master the laws, it's as if you brought it. And therefore the Shelah reads that into the Pasuk that they were being taught over here, Ki Karav Elecha HaDavar Ma'ayt, that really, although Torah is so, so vast, it's very close to you. What do you need to do? You need to study it. You need to master it. And that's indicated in the next words where it says, Beficha uvilvavcha. If you will have it in your mouth and if you will have it in your heart, in your mind, meaning to say, you're dedicated to studying it, you're dedicated to learning it, then it is as if you were la'asay, so you perform the entirety of the Torah. That's a beautiful, beautiful mahalach. Again, in a sentence, if I study, delve into, and master, b'fichach uvilvavcha, I learn it, I contemplate it, then la'asay say it's possible to have accomplished kol haTorah kula. Either are many mitzvahs that I cannot do because I am not, fill in the blank, a kohen, a levi, live in Eretz Yisrael, etc., but learning it is as if I performed it. That's a very well-known approach. There's a very well-known approach, another one, and that's the one I would like to use to answer the question we asked, because keep in mind, Rabbi Yisai, it's a super powerful question. How could we be told that Torah is so accessible that we could accomplish kol haTorah kula, every mitzvah, as I've already said twice, there are many mitzvahs that are specific to a certain type or group of people, so no, you can't do them. So how do you get credit for tariyak mitzvah, kol haTorah kula? A very well-known question. So I'm going to answer it based on this past week's Haftarah Parshas Ki Savai, as well as a pshat from a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. I want to thank Rabbi Bookstand for actually helping with developing this concept with the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. I think it works out very, very powerfully. Let's begin with a question. The Pasuk at the end of this past week's Haftarah, it's the second class Pasuk, Haftarah Kisavai, says, V'amech kulam tzadikim. Again, you're probably thinking, that's another Pasuk, that's a well-known song. You're thinking of different choirs singing it 40 years ago. Again, keep in mind, it was a pasuk before it was a song, although you might be thinking it and humming it in your mind right now. I'm almost tempted to start singing all of these songs. But that might be an almost first for our Parsha Insights. And since it's sent around the world, I'm going to hold back. V'ameich kulam tzaddikim. Your nation is one of tzaddikim. A few words later, Netzer Mato'ai, a branch of my plantings. Mayra V'rabbi say, we look good for good in the people. Of course, we've spoken about that countless times. But what does the Navi mean? V'ameich kulam tzaddikim? Everybody in the nations of tzaddik? There are people that are not tzaddikim. So what does the Navi mean? V'ameich kulam tzaddikim? Everybody's a tzaddik? So in Mayana Shel Torah, he brings down a very frightening pshat, if I could use that word. He says, yes, everybody's a tzaddik. Now, you have a choice. You can either get it right the first time we have the privilege of being in this world, because if unfortunately a person doesn't or falls far short, he goes on to speak about something, it's certainly not one we're going to dedicate the shir to, but he speaks about the neshama being chayzeres and chayzeres as a gilgal. And that's what it means, v'amech kulam tzaddikim. In reality, everybody is a tzaddik. Now, if you fulfill that tzidkus, your first go-round in this world, matoivu manoyim, that's extraordinary, that's what a person should do. But if chalila, a person falls far short and does not, and does not, and does not, then he says very clearly, chayzeres nishmosay, that's what's called coming back again and again at the Gilgal. He explains that's what the next two words mean when it says, Netzer Mato'ai, a branch of my planting, meaning the neshama is planted in the world again, and the neshama is planted into the world again until all of those times are combined together and the person has reached his shleimus, his tzidkus, his complete tikkun. A very deep answer, but that's one way he says it has to be understood. V'amech kulam tzaddikim, either the first time around, or will happen through the neshama being planted again and again. By the way, although it's not the point of the shir, we mentioned there is one way, certainly a few ways, but one of the ways that a person can get it right, so to speak, the first time, he doesn't have to be chayzer begilgul. He could be chayzer b'tshuva. Because if a person chooses every year when we're given the gift of Elam the Yemei Din and Aser Shemei Tshuva to be chayzer b'tshuva, then they have the ability to start again and again. See, there's two ways to start again. Either after the neshama leaves, chayzeret. The neshama leaves, chayzeret. That's called being chayzer b'gilgul. But a person could also be v'amechu and tzaddikim on the first time around in this world, not by being chayzer begilgul, but being chayzer b'tshuva. And every year being given that gift of el the yamei din, the aser shimei tshuva, to go and improve, be mesakein, achieve the shleimus, and fulfill v'amechu and tzaddikim the first time in this world. But there is another way. And this is what I referenced when I told you about the Gemara in Shabbos, a very famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, where the person who wanted to convert says to Hillel, please teach me all of the Torah, Keshani Oymed Al Regel Echad. I want to learn Kol Al Torah Kula Al Regel Echad. You know that Gemara. And Hillel famously answers what we call in the positive, V'yahavtal re'acha kamaicha. Hillel says it in the Daloch Sani Lechabrachei Savid, what is distasteful to you, don't do to others. In other words, what you don't want to done to you, don't do to others. Which is in the negative, the way we say it in the positive is, V'yahavtal re'acha kamaicha. How do you explain what the person who was looking to convert was asking? And how do you explain Hillel's answer? The question was, teach me kol ha-tayra kula keshani oimer al regel echad. What does that mean, al regel echad? To stand on one foot, I want it in a minute? And what is Hillel's answer, which is essentially the Hafnarecha Kamaicha, meaning what you don't want done to yourself, don't do to someone else, treat and love someone else like you would yourself. What is the answer that Beis Shmuel Achron gives, one of the most beautiful, beautiful, absolutely pile play of answers? I hope you enjoy the answer. The Beis Shmuel Achron says that his question was, remember we said a moment ago of Amichum Tzadikim? Everybody's a tzaddik. You either get it right the first time, or the neshama is chizeres again and again as a gilgul. You remember we said that a few moments ago. The Beis Shmuel Achron says that he was asking Hillel, how can I fulfill Kol HaTorah Kula, the entire Torah, al regel achas? And by using the words al regel achas, he meant pam achas, by being in this world just one time, not coming back as a Gilgal again and again. That's what he was asking. I want to know how to be mekayim kol latoyra kula al regel achas bepam achas belila hiskal geloid, not coming back again and again. How can I fulfill kol latoyra kula al regel achas, getting it right the first time? And it may very well be that what he was referring to is, if I'm not a Kohen and I'm not a Levi and I'm not an Eretz Yisrael and so many of the mitzvahs are not applicable to me, how do I do it all? And so what was the answer of Hillel? What's distasteful, you don't want done to yourself, don't do it to someone else, which we explained meant, v'yahavt l'recha kamoich, he was answering so beautifully, through unity, through Reus and Achva, through everyone uniting. You're right, there are mitzvahs that you can do that I can't, and there are mitzvahs that I can do, and you can't. But the lashon is that if a person is miskasher ben nafshei, if a person comes close with everyone in Klal Yisrael, yesh l'chol echad ve'echad chelek b'mitzvos v'shel chaver, then I'll have a chelek in your mitzvah, you'll have a chelek in my mitzvah, the kohen in the levi in the yisrael in the kohen, truly is marriage with someone who is in chutzlart, and it goes on and on and on. So through the mitzvah of the Ahasa Reacha Kamaicha, it is possible to be the Kayim Kol HaTarakul B'Pam Achas and not come back as a Gilgal. What a pshat. What the Beis Shmuel Achron is telling us is, yes, he wanted to know, how do I get it a regal achas? One time, not coming back again. I want to v'amechun tzaddikim the first time around. The answer essentially was, because if everyone unites, the kohen with the yisrael with the levi with this one, everybody, kulchem, atem mitzav mayon kulchem, atem mitzav mayon kulchem, atem mitzav mayon kulchem. If you do that, then all of the mitzvahs that you did, I now have a chelek in. All the mitzvahs that I did, you have a chelek in. And so it's entirely possible for a person, one person, to be mekayim kol ha'tayra kula through the achdus, through the coming close, through the reyus of the ahavta l'recha kamecha. That was the answer to the person who was looking to become the ger. You want to fulfill the amechun tzadikim. You want to go ahead and get it right al regel achas, just on the first time. The answer is through the kulchem, through the unity, because then we each have a chelek in each other's mitzvah. We each have a chelek in each other's mitzvah, and that means that yes, it's possible that you were mekayim kol ha'terekula. It's possible I was mekayim kol ha'terekula, because we each have a chelek in each other's mitzvahs, that only through unity is it like I have a part in. And that's the way the Beis Shmuel Achron explains the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. I realize that what I'm about to say to conclude this pshat before we move on to Parshas Vayelech is drush. I realize that. But it spoke to me. Because on this pasuk, where it says Torah is so accessible, Torah is for you, and it says, Ki korei velecha dover ma'oid, we did have the question that the Shlah addressed. What was the question? How could one person accomplish every mitzvah in the Torah? And the Shlah gave the answer that we said by learning it, by delving into it, studying it. B'tikha kubavavcha, we already addressed that. But now for the last while, we've been speaking about another way to be mekayim and accomplish all the mitzvahs in the Torah. That is through kulchem. That is through unity. That's through reyus, you can get it right the first time through V'yahavta Re'echa Kamecha. Maybe we could see that answer in this pasuk, albeit al pidrush, but it spoke to me. Because we are addressing the question, Torah is accessible, it's not in the heaven, it's for everyone, you can accomplish every mitzvah, and the Torah says in Pasuk Yudalid, Ki korev, korev elecha, hadavar me'oid, v'fichach uvavcha la'asaysay. Maybe the word korev over here, ki could sometimes mean when. Maybe we're being told the way to accomplish all of the Torah, the way that Taryag mitzvahs could become yours, even though many don't apply to you. Ki koroi elecha. Koroi from the word to get close to each other. Koroi from the idea of close, of reyus, of achdos, of v'yahavta Re'echa Kamecha. When we will become a person, ki when we will become a person, koroi elecha. That you will get close, we will get close, we will learn that art of korev, of v'yahavta Re'echa Kamecha. And by the way, the pasuk says it has to be real, v'fichach, in the way you speak to each other, uvilvavcha, and in the way in your heart you feel about each other genuinely. That is a big, big key. Don't be two-faced. Don't be the person who says one thing to the person but really has the sinna, the hatred in their heart, the korev elecha, the closeness to each other has to be b'fichach. We speak to each other properly. U'vilvavcha. And in our heart we feel that way about each other. La'asaysay. And that's the way we do when we interact with each other. So while I realize that interpretation was drush, but maybe it's another, well, we certainly know it's another way to answer the question. We saw that already from the different pshat that we mentioned tonight, but maybe that's how to read the pasuk. If you want to make it that you can accomplish every mitzvah on your own, ki korev elecha, create a korev, a closeness, of the v'yahavta kamecha, a atem nitzavim hayayim kulchem korev, make one close to the other, b'fichach, how you speak, how you feel, and the way you interact with each other. And that brings us to Parshas Vayelech. There's a tremendous pshat in Vayelech. Take a look at the pasuk. In the beginning of Vayelech, we are told that Moshe is taking leave and he is speaking of what is going to happen. The first few psukim, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and Vav. And the pshat I'm about to share with you is found in Ber Moshe. It's a tremendous, tremendous pshat. The Ozhever brings down in Ber Moshe, and it really... it impacted me greatly. I hope it will you as well. If you take a look in grammar, in Pasuk Gimel it says, Hashem likecha hu oiver lefanecha. That means that Hashem will pass before you. Lefanecha is singular. Take a look in Pasuk Vav, where it says that we will not, Hashem will not forsake us. The last two words, V'lo yazvecha, the pasuk says, Hashem will not forsake you. There again, it's singular. Now, I point that out because actually in middle, there's a time where it has changed to the plural, but for a moment, we'll leave that aside. It opens in the singular, and it ends in the singular. But first, can I ask you a different question? Take a look at what it says is going to happen to our enemy. First, it says, right after that beginning of Pasuk Gimel, it says so powerfully, Hashem is going to do to them as he did to Sichon and Oi, he destroyed them. They're going to be delivered before you. Very, very, very extraordinary. But then, two psukim later, it says, Chizku v'yimtzu, to be strong and be courageous. You shouldn't be afraid because Hashem is with you. I don't understand that at all. You just told me a moment ago that it's going to be such a supernatural way that you're going to go ahead and be saved. Hashem is going to go and vanquish the enemy. You're going to be presented to the land to you and to Yeshua. And a couple psukim later it says Hashem's going to help you with victory. It sounds almost like it's a more natural method. Be encouraged. Don't be afraid. Hashem won't abandon you. What's with the dramatic change in how we're going to be successful in war? The Ber Moshe says so powerfully, and remember our first point that it says unity, it says you twice in the singular. He says Achdus comes primarily in two forms. And that's why I think this is a very appropriate ending to the Shia. Achdus comes, there are two types of unity. There's what we'll call the very positive unity, the very proactive unity. It's dynamic, it's vibrant. It's where people proactively go out to make another feel welcome, feel good about themselves. They actually do something in a vibrant way to get closer to someone else. It's a very active way. But then there's another type of unity, we'll call it the passive type. We're not arguing. It's not like we're having disruptive debates. It's not like we're fighting. So you're right. There's no disunity. And that's giving the appearance of a unity, but it's a type of passive, lethargic unity. Think about it, Rabbi Yisai. The Ber Moshe tells us clearly there are these two types of unity, and you know that that's true. Sometimes you might want to know, you should be thinking, you know, should I make amends and call the person? And you say to yourself, well, we're not fighting. Now, don't get me wrong. That's a level. That's a darga. Wonderful. I am not saying that's not a wonderful darga. It is. But that means there's no disunity. There's no bickering. There's no disruption. There's no debate. There's no fighting. It's passive and lethargic. The other type of unity is where you actually do something. You create a vivaciousness, a cohesiveness. It's not enough that we're not fighting. I want to get along better. I want to come closer. I want to do something to make you feel welcome in the community, in the shul, in the family. That's obviously the much stronger type of unity. Says the Ber Moshe, that's why you find two psukim. The first one that I referenced that speaks in the singular, where it says, Hashem elikechu oiver lefanecha. And then a few psukim later where it says Hashem won't forsake you is also in the singular. So you could think to yourself, both are singular. Both are united. Both are wonderful. Isn't that what we want, the singular unity? Yes. But remember what the difference was? Regarding the first one, it spoke about a supernatural way that you were going to be successful. It was going to be a way that Hashem was going to vanquish the enemy, we said. You're going to be presented the land, you and Yeshua, our leader, in the most extraordinary, extraordinary way. That comes from the first type of unity, the active unity. In other words, when we are united, the kulchem, the ha'afrecha kamoicha, the active type, the vivacious type, the type where we actually do something to make the other feel closer, then you merit that type of success in battle, where in supernatural ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he does and Eretz Yisrael becomes ours. But the second time it speaks about you in the singular, that's a reference to the second type of unity, the much lower level. Yes, you're not disunited, and you're not fighting, and there's no arguments, and as I said already, I'll repeat again, that's very good. But it's lethargic. It's passive. It's not proactively doing something. When you have only that type of unity, then in battle, although you'll be successful, it's going to come in a much more natural way. Don't be afraid. Be courageous. Hashem won't forsake you. You'll win in battle, but in a far more natural way. There's the first type of singular unity, and there's the second type. The first brings a tremendous and awesome response. The second brings a positive response, but not nearly as much so. I hope, Be'ezras Hashem, as we approach the Yemei Din, Tov Shin Pei Zayin Haba Aleinu L'Toyva, we are really Atem Nitzavim Hayayim Kulchem. V'yameh Kulam Tzadikim. And we can do that by having a chelik in each other's mitzvahs through V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. B'fichoch U'vilvavcha L'Aseisai. And perhaps most importantly, as the Ber Moshe reminds us, unity it must be, but not the type that's passive where it's only, there's no disunity. Let it be the type of unity that's the active type where people really make, whether it's in shul, a community, in a family form, feel more welcome. Feel the kikoroiv elecha one to another, because that brings extraordinary, extraordinary results. And let us be zeicha with that type of unity to be able to be mamlech Hashem as our melech and melech al kol ha'oretz kulay. And together, kulcham will be zeicha to a ksiva v'chasima taiva and a good gebench deyar.